Haines considers a program to waive docking fees for cruise ships, and Clequan School will graduate its only senior this Friday. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. The Port Chilkoot Dock in Haines is the cheapest place in Southeast for a cruise ship to dock. It's also the only community looking at waiving those fees. The idea is to extend a gesture to the cruise ship companies in hopes of getting more ships to come here and boost sales tax revenue. That idea was presented at Tuesday's assembly meeting.
What I would like to do and what we are working on is to have a good, strong proposal to go forward with the ships.
That's Haynesboro Tourism Director Leslie Ross. She and Economic Development Director Bill Mandeville have been working on the proposal along with the Tourism Advisory Board. Mandeville suggests waiving docking fees would entice more ships to come here and provide an infusion of sales tax revenue with each docking. By borough estimates, each cruise visitor that walks off the Port Chilkoot dock will generate about $5 in sales tax revenue for Haines this year. About 40,000 passengers are expected in 2015. Ross says not only would she have a better chance of luring more ships here with a waiver program, but she would hope to have them come more consistently, like weekly instead of monthly, she says.
To have just a few ships coming in more like they are this next year, it doesn't allow tour operators to expand with you when you just have one ship in steadily a week. But when you have more than that, we can see businesses expand. We can see businesses staying open more, retail, restaurants, as well as tour operators. So I think it's important to look at that.
The advisory board, along with Ross and Mandeville, came up with some options for a waiver program. One would waive the entire $3,000 docking fee for a first-time ship for the first year. They could then get a percentage of that waived if they commit to coming in the future. Mandeville told the assembly, time is of the essence in getting a waiver program in place. Cruise companies set their itineraries years out. If the assembly doesn't approve a waiver program by the end of July, it might not make a difference until the 2018 or 19 cruise season. Ross says the advisory board has been discussing a waiver program since last June. Along with a document outlining the options for a waiver program, Mandeville at Tuesday's meeting suggested a public participation plan. He recommended the Commerce Committee hold two meetings where the public can weigh in on the idea. Then the assembly would have to hold two more public hearings before finalizing a plan. But Assemblymember George Campbell asked the Commerce Committee bring the plan back to the assembly after only one meeting to expedite the approval process. That meeting is set for Tuesday at 4 p.m. Assemblyman Ron Jackson said the borough might receive more feedback on the proposal than they're anticipating.
And I think this has the potential to need a little more public involvement than you might think. So, you know, giving away dollars to a cruise ship company is controversial. I think the goal is to get more cruise ships, and there's a lot of different ways to approach that.
Ross says the boroughs had successful waiver programs before for cruise ships. Those include a time when the borough offered 50% off waivers to all ships. Two ships committed to return a total of twice each this year when offered a full waiver. The Princess and Infinity will dock here again this summer with no fees, although the Infinity has since canceled one of those dockings. According to a report from 2012 by Haines Harbormaster Phil Benner, Haines has the lowest moorage rate of any Southeast community. From his research, and in double-checking those figures with most of the communities, Haines and Wrangell are the only ones with cruise ship docking fees that come to less than $10,000 for an average ship. For example, Haines charges about $2,400 for an 800-foot vessel with 1,500 passengers. Wrangell charges about $3,500 for the same ship. Kodiak, Ketchikan, Juneau, and Skagway would each charge between $12,000 and $17,000 for that ship. According to Lelena Downs at the Alaska Cruise Association, no other Alaska port community currently offers docking waivers to cruise ships. We asked several cruise companies about their views on waivers and if such an offer encourages them to add Haines to their itineraries. We did not get a response from any of the companies by this newscast. Two of Clequan School's high school students are either graduating or moving after this year. The high school junior high teacher is also leaving. Some Clequan teens choose to go to bigger schools in Haines, Sitka, or Juneau. But KHNS's Emily Files talked to the Klukwan students and their teacher about why they chose to stay in the small 13-student school.
Senior Caitlin Stevens and junior Joseph Lamberty are the only two students in their class at Klukwan School this year. Lamberty lives in Mosquito Lake. Stevens lives in Klukwan. She says when she first started school here, there were more kids. It slowly shrunk over the years.
It's pretty sad. I don't know. This school has just always been here, and not a lot of people wanted to stay here because it was so small, and it just kept getting smaller.
A lot of kids get to a point where they just want to have athletics and clubs and activities, and as much as we try, we can't offer everything a big school has to offer here.
That's Carson Buck, Klukwan's 6th through 12th grade teacher. He said last year he had 9 students. This year, it's just 2. Buck says once students get older, a lot of them transfer from Klukwan to Haines School, Mount Edgecombe Boarding School in Sitka, or a Juno school. But Stevens and Lamberty stayed.
It's really relaxed. It's like no stress involved.
Lamberty says some days, if the weather is nice, he, Stevens, and Mr. Buck will go skip rocks on the river or just go on a walk. Or if there's something they need extra time on, they can shift around their schedule. With only 2 students, the teaching can be super individualized.
There have been many times where I wished I was in a big school because I like it a lot here. I like having the one-on-one attention, and it's easier to get work done.
Stevens did try going to a bigger school her sophomore year. She went to Mount Edgecombe for a semester, but she says it was difficult to keep on track. She wasn't learning the way she does here, so she came back her second semester. Their teacher has also helped keep them here.
I might have switched schools had Mr. Buck not been teaching here, but he's an awesome teacher, so
yeah,
that was like a pretty big part of the decision.
That's great to hear. I see them in 6th grade when they're 12 years old, and I see them leave at 18, so we're kind of, you get pretty attached. They're almost like your own kids after a while.
Buck is from Haines, and he started teaching in Klukwan in 2008. He says it was a steep learning curve, teaching almost every subject to students in a 6-year age range. The small number of students means he can really help them on a one-to-one level. But it's not all good.
It's bad in that, you see the same kids every day for 6-7 years straight, and they need variety. And I think it's good that they're both moving on. I can only give them so much. They need to have other experiences besides one teacher. So that's the dark side of it.
Buck says they try to expose the students to as much as possible outside of school walls and village boundaries. Stevens and Lamberty recently went on 2 field trips. One was a transition camp trip to Juneau, where they job shadowed people at Sea Alaska, NOAA, the Coast Guard. Right after that, they traveled with Gustavus High School students on a boat trip to Glacier Bay. Stevens is a senior this year. She's graduating and going to University of Alaska Southeast in Juneau to study biology. She hopes to become a physical therapist.
My grandma, her shoulder was hurt, and she needed help with her exercises one night. And I helped her, and I've been wanting to do that ever since because I like helping people.
Lamberty is a junior, but he won't be finishing high school in Klukwan next year. He's moving to Oregon, where most of his family lives. He says the high school he'll attend there has about 100 students, much more than he's used to. But he says he's not too worried about that. As for Buck, his position at the school is being cut. Principal Nancy Moon says the needs of the school will be mainly elementary students next year. Kathy Carl, who is qualified to teach special education, high school, and elementary, will take over high school classes. Buck says teaching at Klukwan School wasn't always easy, but
it was a really good time, and there's a sense of community here that I haven't felt anywhere else. Growing up in Haines, I didn't really get to know the people of Klukwan that well, and was never really a part of the community, but since teaching here, it was a really, really good experience.
The Klukwan School graduation and promotion ceremony is Friday at 5 p.m. in the ANS Hall. As the only senior, Caitlin Stevens will be the graduate speaker. Reporting from Klukwan, I'm Emily Files.
For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.